The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
With President Trump rolling back environmental protections for the nation, the Natural Resources Defense Council says state officials must step up with policies that promote renewable energy, solar and wind, along with conservation.
Renewable energy and energy efficiency is going like gangbusters in all the states around Virginia, but not here in the Commonwealth. And the governor has a chance to turn that around and address the climate change that threatens the coast, as we're already seeing in strange weather like today when it's very warm.
That's Walton Shepherd, a staff attorney with the NRDC. He says solar and wind can now compete with fossil fuels on price alone. What's more, relying on renewables and conservation is good for the state's economy.
Renewable energy and energy efficiency are essentially homegrown resources. So if Virginia wants to produce its own power and not send dollars out of state for things like natural gas that we actually have to import for the most part into the state, we can tap those resources right here in Virginia and keep those dollars local.
And clean energy is a big generator of jobs. In a report prepared for the work group, the NRDC says Virginia should aim to reduce carbon emissions 30% by 2030. I'm Sandy Houseman.